Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sometimes those who are on the wrong side, they don't know what they are missing. What you are missing when you are close from Allah. What are you missing when you are connected to Allah? So if you see yourself connected to Allah, thank and praise Allah for this blessing. This spiritual ni'mah of iman is such a great ni'mah. When you feel that you are the servant of Allah, when you feel that Allah loves you, if Allah Azza wa Jal loves you, you got everything. The King of the Kings loves you. What will happen if Allah loves you? What will happen after Allah Azza wa Jal loves you? Knowing that will encourage you to do more and to get to Allah more. What I'm going to mention to you now is exactly the answer to this question: what will happen after Allah Azza wa Jal loves you? So even if you think that Allah loves you, you still can increase and have more blessings when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And I'll speak in bullet points as I always do to make sure that you understand and you can keep it in mind. The first thing that will happen when Allah Azza wa Jal love you, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will write the qabool for you in the hearts of the angels and in the hearts of the believers on earth. And this is evident in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Inna Allah idha ahabba 'abdan nada Jibril." Whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla loves a certain servant, Allah will call Jibreel alayhi salam. And then Allah will say to Jibreel, to Gabriel, peace be upon him, "Inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan fa'ahibbahu." Allah loves so and so person, so love him. So Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel, he will love that person. And then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, who loved that person, will call upon the angels in heaven and will say, "Inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan fa'ahibbuh." Allah loves so and so, so love him. So the angels in heaven will start to love that person, so and so person. So the angels will start to love that person, start to be popular. Popular where? In dunya? No, in the heavens. In the heavens. And then thumma yuktab lahu al-qabool fil ard. Then in the hearts of the believers on earth, that person will be loved by the people, the believers. Sometimes people will see a person for the first time. For the first time they saw him. Say, "I love that man. I don't know why. I just love him for the sake of Allah." Allah wrote the qabool in the hearts of those people to that person. That when they meet with him, they find themselves around this person at ease. And they would like to know this person or to be in the company of that person. Male or female. Why is that? Because Allah loves him. So when you see that that people on earth love you, this is a sign for you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you. That seat, that popularity, not popularity in a wrong way, but that person is loved by people around. This is a sign for you, a good sign for you that Allah Rabbul Arsh love you. And the angels love you. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in some narrations, he said, "Ma minkum min ahad illa walahu seetun fis sama." Each one of you have a certain popularity where in dunya? No, in heaven. In heaven, the angels love you. The angels speak about you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are happy about you. And in dunya, the believers also find themselves attached to you. Why is that? Because the qabool that Allah wrote for you in the hearts of people. Understand? So this is the first thing that will happen when Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you. Time. Let's move on to another one. I'll mention around 9 or 10. At-tawfiq, Allah will give you tawfiq. If Allah love you, Allah Azza wa Jal will yusaddid khutak. You find yourself musaddad. You walk in a direction, Allah Azza wa Jal give you success. And Allah direct you in the right way and guide your steps. And grant you the ability to do the good deeds. Why is that? Tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you in. And this is in the hadith. لا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. Narration says, hadith Qudsi, my servant will keep on trying to get closer to me by doing good deeds. By trying to do good deeds, salah, ibadah, etc., dhikr, until I love him. Once I love him, what will happen? Allah says, كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وعينه التي يرى بها ويده التي يبطش بها. That person will see by the power of Allah, will hear by the power of Allah, will act by the power of Allah. Why is that? Tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rise through his life. Why? Because Allah loves him. Allah guides the steps of this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person. So you find yourself, mashallah, on the path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing you correctly on the path. Why is that? Because Allah loves you. We will talk at the end about some of the actions to draw the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, if Allah azza wa jal loves you, زهدك في الدنيا, Allah will take the love of dunya out of your heart. You start to feel that dunya at the end is a faniya. At the end, dunya is going to go to an end. So you're not that connected. You're not that attracted. Some people, they are diving in dunya. You will find yourself that love of dunya is out of your heart. Dunya comes, dunya go, it's okay. لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم. Some verses in the Quran spoke about that meaning. It says the believer who's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when dunya comes, is okay. It's not that too happy or too arrogant when dunya comes. Or when dunya goes, he can't achieve certain things, he doesn't have certain privileges, etc. He's not that worried. He's not that anxious. I want to have this, I want to have that. No, it's okay. Why? It's dunya. It's faniya. So he's not that connected to dunya. It's a sign that Allah loves you. And Allah took away that love of dunya out of your heart, that your main focus is akhirah. My main focus is to book for myself a place in Jannah. If you achieve so much of achievements in this worldly life, but you did not achieve in the akhirah, what is the benefit? It's useless. The most important thing is to book for yourself a place in Jannah. So invest in that. Invest in learning what will make me close from Allah. What will make Allah love me. How to get the love of Allah. So Allah will take away the love of dunya out of your heart. And this is mentioned in many ahadith of Rasulullah about that issue of the love of dunya. When Allah loves a servant, He'll take away that love of dunya out of the heart of that person. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, izhad fi dunya yuhibbaka Allah. Izhad fi dunya yuhibbaka Allah. When you don't show interest in dunya that much, then Allah will love you for sure. Wazhad fi ma inda an-nas yuhibbaka an-nas. And when you show no interest in what people has, also people will love you. Why? You're not that interested. So this, why this one have a car I don't have? Why this one have a big house I don't have? Why this one have so many children I don't have? Why? No, he's not that much. May Allah give barakah. May Allah give barakah to everyone. And he love khair to everyone. And he's not that interested in having grudge and ill feelings and burning from inside. Why this one have, I don't have. Why? No, take that out of your heart. That's a sign that Allah love you. A sign that Allah Azza wa Jalla love you. You're not that interested. It's okay. If dunya comes, khair. If it doesn't come, khair. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because I know at the end, it's Jannah inshallah. Allah will compensate me there in Jannah. Whatever you miss from dunya, from fortune, from capacities, you're going to have it in the next life. In this life, you didn't have richness. You're not rich. Okay, next life you're going to be rich. In this life, you're not married. Next life, you will be married. In this life, you were sick. In the next life, you will be healthy. Whatever you miss here, in the next life, you're going to have. So don't worry. So Allah Azza wa Jalla take away the love of dunya out of your heart and protect you from dunya. Not only that He'll take it away, Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect you from dunya in a way that you won't make dunya take every or capture your mind. You keep dunya as a tool in your hand, not as a goal in your heart. Dunya is a tool in your hand, not a goal in your heart. The hadith that affirms on that, عن رافع بن خديج رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أحب الله عبدا حماه الدنيا كما يظل أحدكم يحمي سقيمه الماء. And he says, when you know, when you get a person who's in a desert, I'm from the desert. So when you get someone in the desert and he got lost in the desert for a while, for 3 days, 4 days in the desert, he's very thirsty. If you give him water immediately, he will die immediately. Medically, if you give him water, a lot of water, he will die immediately, because that water will come and on a complete thirst, and that water will kill him. So what do? You need to give him little by little. First of all, you need to wet the lips first, wet the lips, and then give him a small sip of water, and then after a while, a little bit more, and like that, until his body manages to balance and to take that the full amount of water. So likewise with a person who's very sick or very ill. So also the scientists or the doctors will tell you this is how he needs the water in that moment, at that time. She said, likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal protects the person from dunya, protects the person whom he loves from dunya, like how you protect that thirsty person in the desert from the water. He wants it, but you don't give it to him. He wants it, but you don't give it to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke in some hadith Qudsi, in its meaning, that when Allah Azza wa Jal, someone is making dua for a certain thing, someone is making dua to have a car, or to have this, or to have that, or to have wealth, or to have that. So if Allah give him little bit of it, then that servant will start to forget Allah. So Allah will say, take it away from him. He'll say to his angels, take it away from him, because if I gave it to him, عَذَّبْتَهُ, I will punish him. If he got this money, if he got so much, if he became wealthy, he will stop making salah and he will forget Allah and he will forget everything and he will start to be in the wrong direction. So rather don't give it to him. Some narration says, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ إِنْ أَفْقَرْتُهُ لَفَسَدَ حَالُهُ.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's Push Catch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's Push Catch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From my servants, if I make him poor, that will spoil him. And from my servants, if I make him rich, it will spoil him. Allah knows. So trust the taqdeer of Allah. Trust the taqdeer of Allah. Your condition, yeah. What Allah Azza wa Jal planned for you, accept the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah protects you from dunya for your own sake. And it's a sign that Allah loves you. طيب. Next. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا عَسَّلَهُ. Narration says, حديث صحيح عن عمر بن الحمق رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله وما عسله. The Sahabi asked him, when Rasulullah said, when Allah loves a person, Allah adorn him. So he said, what is the meaning of Allah will adorn him, ya Rasulullah? He said, يُوَفِّقْهُ لِعَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ أَجَلَهُ حَتَّى يَرْضَى عَنْهُ جِيرَانَهُ أَوْ قَالَ مَنْ حَوْلَهُ. He said, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give him tawfiq to make certain good deeds towards the end of his life. If Allah love a person, Allah will make that person do certain good deeds towards the end of his life, and then Malakul Maut will take the soul of that person when he was doing that good deed, and everyone is happy with him. Everyone is happy with him. Neighbors are happy. Friends are happy. Everyone give witness, mashallah, towards the end of his life. He was such a good person. He changed a lot. He became a musalli. He started reciting the Quran. He started giving charity. He started doing that. It's a sign that Allah loved that person. So if Allah loves you, Allah will give you tawfiq to do something for the deen. Allah will bring you back to him. That's a sign that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you. Tayyib, what else? If Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you enjoy the ta'ah. You will start to enjoy the ibadah. You start to enjoy salah. You start to enjoy zakah. You start to enjoy hijab for the sisters. Some sisters, the hijab for them is difficult. The hijab is difficult. But once the love of Allah is in the heart, what happens? It starts to say, I like the hijab. Allah changed the feelings. Your Rabb changed the feelings. Your feelings and your emotions to certain things that you used to find it difficult, it become better. Sometimes it happens in our life. 20 years back, I used to like certain foods. After that, I'm not liking it anymore. 10 years back, I used to like watching soccer. Now I'm no more watching soccer. Your emotions change over time. Your interests change over time. Right or wrong? It happens to many of us. Likewise, when it comes to deed. Likewise, when it comes to the actions, to the acts of good. If Allah love you, Allah will draw you to love the acts of good. 5 years back, you used not to make tahajjud salah. Now you find yourself inclined to tahajjud salah and easily waking up and making tahajjud salah very easy. Who make you do that? Allah. Allah gifted you with that because Allah love you. You couldn't fast nafil fasting. Few years back, you couldn't fast nafil fasting. Monday, Thursday, the three white days. You couldn't do that. And nowadays, alhamdulillah, you could do that. That's a sign that Allah love you. Allah love you. That's why Allah make you enjoy the ibadah. You start to enjoy the ibadah. The sister who find the hijab difficult, now we find it easy and say, I couldn't imagine myself why. Someone who is not to have a beard, now he's having a beard, say, alhamdulillah, I love the beard. I like myself like that. You love the sunnah. You find yourself inclined to sunnah, inclined to ta'ah. Why is that? Allah love you. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal let you love the ibadah and enjoy it. You enjoy the ibadah. You recite Quran, you feel better. You are like ascending high. Why is that? Because you love al-amal al-salih and it's a sign that Allah love you too. What else, يا إخوة؟ إذا أراد الله بعبد خيرا جعل له واعظا من نفسه يأمره وينهاه. If Allah Azza wa Jalla love you, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will appoint for you some kind of wa'z, some kind of what we call it the inner conscience that gives you advice. Oh, this is wrong. This is right. You shouldn't have done that. I should have done this instead of that. And in addition, an angel. An angel to guide you, to inspire you. Allah will make for you, appoint for you, an angel to inspire you, to do good. And you will feel that you are supported. Someone is giving you advice. And this is in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدْ إِلَّا وَلَهُ قَرِينٌ مِنَ الْجِنِ وَقَرِينٌ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Each one of you have a qareen from jinn, shaitan, and a qareen from malaika, from angels. The shaitan one whispers evil. And the malak inspire you good. Do this. Because Allah love you. Understand, yaqwa? Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu said, وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ Even you, O Messenger of Allah, you also have a qareen from jinn? He said, even me. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَانَنِي عَلَيْهِ فَأَسْلَمْ But Allah helped me and I gave him da'wah and he became a Muslim. So, فَلَا يَأْمُرُنِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ So he only whispered to inspire me good. So Rasulullah SAW had the angel inspiring him good and the shaitan also inspiring him good. The shaitan accepted Islam. Allahu Akbar. Understand, Yaqwa? So Allah Azza wa Jal will inspire you the goodness to do it. Yulhimaka ta'a. طيب, what else? If Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala love you, Allah will increase you in akhlaq. Allah will guide you to akhlaq. Will teach you manners, morals, ethics. You will find yourself developing. Few years back, your akhlaq used to be like that and you used to be on the wrong side and you used to behave wrong with people and you start working on yourself by the power of Allah who love you. By the power of Allah who love you, you started to better your character. You had a short temper, you start to change the short temper. You start to become a patient person, a cool man. After a while, in the beginning of your life, you didn't have patience, you were impatient, you became patient. Certain bad manners you had, you start to get rid of them. That's a sign that Allah loves you. That's because Allah loves you. You're getting that. You're getting these akhlaq, these good manners, because Rabbul Arsh loves you. That's why He granted you the akhlaq. Allah loves the good akhlaq. Allah loves those people who have good manners. Understand, Yahweh? So the fact that you see yourself developing in akhlaq is because Allah loves you. And remember that some of the akhlaq, we call it al-akhlaqul wahbiyya, a gift from Allah. Some of the akhlaq you learn from people, you learn from the scholars, you learn from the schools, you learn from your parents. Akhlaq, you pick it up through life, kasbiyya. And some of the akhlaq, wahbiyya, a gift. Allah gift you with certain akhlaq. You used to be a coward, Allah gift you with bravery. You start to become brave. Why? Allah love you. You understand? And any manners. Every Monday we have dars called dars of tazkiyah from Maghrib to Isha. It's Allah, for everybody. Everybody can join this one. For males and females, and there's a separate place for the females. So when you join, you learn these akhlaq, develop in akhlaq. Come to the masjid and attend. Understand, Yaqwa? طيب. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَهْلَ بَيْتٍ أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهُمُ الرِّفْقِ A reference to that also. And the narration says, whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla loves certain people, Allah grant them compassion. Allah shower them with compassion, which is a manner. Allah make them compassionate and merciful to each other. And this is one of the senior akhlaq, one of the leaders of akhlaq, that compassion and mercy. Tayyib, what else? If Allah Azza wa Jalla love you, what will you get? Allah will protect you from haram. Yes, Allah will protect you from haram. Will chase the haram away. Allah will chase the haram away to protect you from it. Like how Allah protected Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Like how Allah protected Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some narration said, during the early life of Rasulullah, he was grazing sheep. And then there was some kind of a wedding or something, and there was music in, an instrument, etc. And so Rasulullah sallam, that is the time when he was young, was a boy, before Nubuwa. So he spoke to one of his friends and said, you go today, tonight, and I go tomorrow. فَلَمَّا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. When it was the night when Rasulullah was supposed to go, he slept. Allah Azza wa Jal let him sleep early. So he didn't attend to protect him. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Understand, ya ikhwah? طيب. What else? If Allah Azza wa Jal love you, you will start to love the ilm. You will start to love the ulama. And this is a sign that Allah love you. And also Allah increase you in knowledge. Allah will increase you in knowledge. Once you increase in knowledge, you start to do all what we mentioned. And you start to enjoy the rest of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start to develop in taqwa. Taib, these are the points that we're going to get. And even more, when Allah Azza wa Jal will love us. How to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Iman wal-amal al-salih in a nutshell. Faith in Allah, doing good deeds. يتقرب إلى الله بالنوافل. Try to do good deeds. لا يراك الله حيث نهاك. Make sure that Allah doesn't see you where you are, where you are supposed not to be. This is haram. No, don't be there. And Allah will love you. Taqwa. This is good. Allah will see you there, doing the good and hastening towards doing the good. Why? وعجلت إليك ربي لترضى. Ya Rabb, I'm hastening towards doing the good so that you are happy with me, so that you are pleased with me. So hasten towards doing the khair. The Arabs have a beautiful statement, say, خَيْرُ الْبِرِّ عَاجِلُهُ. The best of a bir is what you do immediately. Don't wait, because shaitan will come and will make tasweef. I will do that one day. I will fix myself one day. I will become on Salat al-Mustaqim one day. No, do it now. Hasten, because you don't know when Malakul Maut is going to come. Al-Maut يَأْتِي بَغْتَةً. Might come all of a sudden. When are you going to fix your life? If you're not going to fix your life now, when are you going to fix your life? If you're not going to get closer to Allah now, when are you going to get closer to Allah? How old are you? 60? 70? Maybe what is left is very few years, or very few months, or very few days. So get ready to meet Allah. Are you ready to meet Allah? Ask yourself this question every now and then. Am I ready to meet Allah? Is my salah fine? Do I have debts? Is my wasiyah there? Everything is ready to meet Allah. Be prepared to meet Allah. Is my salah okay on time? Is my ibadah right? Is my fasting? Is my zakah? Is my... Fix yourself. وَحَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Lastly, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you the love of Allah. And from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, I ask you for your love. And for the love of those who love you. Ya Allah, I ask you for your love. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man ahabbak wa hubba al-amal alladhi yuqarribuna ila hubbik. And ya Allah, grant us the love of every good deed that will draw us closer to your love. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.